You are now listening to Pure Phase Radio featuring The Dill and Tom Flood on C101.5, The Hawk.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Pure Phase Radio. This is our remote show number 2. We're here every Mondays 8 to 10. Usually we're at the station, but now we're just doing it remote. I'm on one end of town, and my friend Tom's on the other end of town.
Hey, hello.
There he is, Tom Flood. I'm the Dill. How is the west side of Hamilton tonight?
Doing well. Everything's pretty good over here. It's really essentially Groundhog Day, Dill, as you might feel similar going through these quarantine days. But, we're making out the best we can with, our family over here.
Yeah, life is very strange. It feels a bit like house arrest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. And again, I always like to say, make sure we're out there saying that we're the very fortunate ones. But in our reality, it does feel a little bit like that, just with the limitations of where you can go. Obviously you can't go and see anybody else. But Dill, do you have a routine that you guys kind of try to set every single day for yourselves?
Yeah, I guess one of the big things we focus on that happens 3 times a day, sometimes 2, is meals and meal making. So if you can have a meal making helper, usually our kids just take turns doing it. So everyone helps out, we all get something out of it. And it provides definitely a big amount of structure to life. We think as adults that our kids are able to be flexible, but our kids really do need a sense of order. Think if you can base your life around meals and then you can work from there. That's the foundation of the structure of the day, for us at least. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, they're kids, so there should be, somewhat bored and, sitting around figuring things out and just doing whatever they want for a little bit as well, because they are, at least my kids are 8 and 6, and some of that youthful freedom is nice to have, not so structured, because, we kind of live in a world where our kids' lives are super structured generally, in the day-to-day in our old routine. So it's kind of nice for them to have things mixed up, but having some of that structure in the day just makes everybody a lot more, easier to deal with throughout the day, to have those kind of milestones in the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our cover show. We're going to play a bunch of covers for you tonight. So let's talk music. Tom, why do you want to do a covers show tonight?
I don't really know, Dill. I've always kind of thought that one day we'd do a show on covers, because, I don't know, there's something just neat about bands taking on other songs and kind of giving it their own flavor. I've always enjoyed listening to bands take some other bands' songs. So, yeah, no real reason.
Yeah, me too. When I hear a cover song, I often realize how much I appreciate the original, actually. And it's moved people enough that they record their own version of it. Like The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana. It was such a good song. I always like the Bowie version now, but...
Yeah, and it's also a great way for people to find out about older groups that bands actually really... that the bands themselves listen to. Not everybody knows everything about every song and artist. So when people would think, oh, I didn't even know that was a cover song, it's another gateway for fans and people that love music to find out about other bands. So I think it's neat.
Yeah, totally agree. So what songs do you want to play for everyone tonight? You got the first 2.
Okay. Well, let's start first with, let's do Great Lakes Swimmers, covering some Sarah Harmer. And it's her song, I'm a Mountain. And it was a session done for, I don't think the station's around anymore, called Ox TV, or maybe it is. I just don't have TV anymore.
I remember that.
It was this kind of just studio session, and they took on that kind of the great Sarah Harmer song from the Escarpment Blues record. And you obviously know Sarah, fairly well.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's a national treasure. Happy to be friends with her.
And then I guess before that, we'll go to a song I absolutely love. It's Evan Dando and Juliana Hatfield doing Graham Parsons' $1,000 Wedding. And it's off of the Grievous Angel tribute to Graham Parsons. So
fantastic. Okay, here we go. Back in 2 on Pure Phase.
Was $1,000 wedding supposed to be held the other day? And with all the invitations sent, the young bride went away. When the groom saw people passing notes, not unusual, he might say, oh, but where are the flowers for my baby? I'd even like to see her mean old mama. And why ain't there a funeral if you're gonna act that way? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. To tell you how we acted when the news arrived. It took some friends out drinking, and it's lucky they survived. Well, I told them everything there was to tell. They're a long way. And he felt so bad when he saw the traces of old lies still on their faces. Why don't someone here just spike his drink? Why don't you do him in some old way? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. Reverend Dr. William Grace was talking to the crowd, all about the sweet child's holy face and the saints who sung out loud. Well, they swore fiercest beasts could all be put to sleep the same silly way. Oh, but where are the flowers for the girl? She only knew she loved the world. And why ain't there one lonely horn with one sad note to play? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. Oh, supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day.
Said to me, I'm a man.
in a shopping mall through the biggest storm of the century. I'm a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to be. I'm a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to be. I am a mountain. I'm a mountain like you said to be.
All right, all right, all right. That was Great Lake Swimmers doing Sarah Harmer's I Am a Mountain. And before that was Juliana Hatfield and Evan Dando doing their cover version of Graham Parsons' $1,000 Wedding. You are listening to Pure Phase Radio. We are now doing a covers night. We're playing all covers songs tonight, and songs that we love and songs that are interesting to us. We're usually here at the station 8 to 10 every Monday, but now we're just chilling at home. We're just blasting music from our home, from my house in the East End and Tom's house on the West End. Tom, I'm going to play some songs now. Is that cool with you?
Yeah. Hey, man, we're here for the music sometimes.
Yeah, we can't talk the whole time.
We're doing our best, man.
The good people out there want to hear music to soothe their souls, especially in days like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play two for you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to do Elliot Smith doing his great version of These Days by Nico and Velvet Underground.
Yeah.
And before that, I want to do Bon Iver doing Feist, a song of hers called The Park. We'll be back in two songs. Thank you.
I've been out walking. I don't do too much talking these days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I quit my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. These days I seem to think a lot, but when the changes came my way, and I wonder if I see another highway. I had a lover. I don't think I'd risk another these days. These days, and if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I've made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long. I've quit my dreaming. I won't do too much scheming these days. These days I sit on cornerstones and count the time and quarter tones to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures.
So what board games are you playing over in your neck of the woods to pass the time and have some good family fun?
So our kids seem to like the game. Well, they like the game called Life. Do you know that one?
Yep.
I never really knew it. And it was gifted to my oldest, I don't know, a year ago or so. And it's, for those of you who don't know the game, it's, you kind of just walk through life. You go to school, you get a job, you potentially meet somebody, maybe have kids, get a house or an apartment, things like that. Anyways, the kids love it. It teaches them about money somewhat, and they always seem to pick the jobs that give them the most money that they might not even want to be doing. That's just the way.
Capitalism much?
Yeah, just slightly, yeah. So we've been playing that, and then my older one has also just started to play chess, so he plays chess with me every morning, and I'm not much of a chess player, but it's something to do and, you know, develops strategic skills. So that's what we're up to over here on the board game side. What about you?
We are mostly playing cards. We're playing this cool racing game called Dragon Race. Definitely Snakes and Ladders. Dragon Race is you just four dragons. You pick some cards. The card tells you how many moves you make. You got to watch out for flaming arrows and boulders, you know. Also definitely Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
And Candyland every once in a while. We mix things up. But Sky and I, my wife Sky, we play a game called Nines. It's a card game.
What's
it's
really that? Fun. What's that about?
Depending on what suit you have to try to work your way down and beat the other person. It's kind of like War and Euchre. Just try to beat their card that they put down every time. It's fun. You should try it.
Okay. Well, let's, you know, Dil, it being Pure Phase and you being you and me being me, we were going to obviously pick some Elliott Smith type songs. So I'm going to pick a band that was covering an Elliott Smith song. And it's Metric doing Between the Bars. It was for some Rolling, again, one of these kind of strange, it was a Rolling Stone session or something. Just, I think Jimmy and Emily just playing that song. And it's actually really, really good. I've been listening to that version of it for, I don't know, 10 years now. And also after that, we'll be playing, actually maybe up first, we'll do Tom York covering the Miracle Legion song All for the Best. So this was part of a compilation record, kind of a fundraising effort after his wife passed away. So a whole bunch of people were on this record. Miracle Agent's a pretty well-known and respected band from the 80s. And yeah, let's hear Thom Yorke doing All for the Best. Pure Phrase Radio 101.5.
Say you love me. drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now. Forget all about the pressure of day. Do what I say, and I'll make you okay. I'll drive them away, the images stuck in your head. The people you've been before that you don't want around anymore. They push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby. Look at the stars. I'll kiss you again. Between the bars where I'm seeing you there. With your hands in the air. Waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time. And I'll make you mine. Keep you apart, deep in my heart. Separate from the rest, 'cause I like you the best. Keep the things you forgot. The people you've been before that you don't want around anymore. They push and shove and won't bend to your will. Keep them still.
All right, welcome back. That was just Metric doing Between the Bars by Elliot Smith, and Tom York doing Miracle Legion, a song called All for the Best. You're listening to Pure Phase Radio. This is our remote show number 2. I'm one of 2 hosts here. My name is The Dill, and one of my BFFs, who's all the way across the city recording at the same time right now, is Tom Flood.
Hello.
All right, boy. I'm going to jump right back into the music and pick my 2, all right? As you know, I'm a huge Canadian music fan, musicologist, if you were. And I'm a Hamilton music fan, too. And there are 2 Hamilton bands that I want to play right now that do amazing cover songs. The first is a surprise for you, a treat for you particularly, Tom. Take a guess what it is. It's gonna make you happy.
I can't guess. I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know anymore.
I know how much you love the Everly Brothers.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna listen to Young Rival doing an Everly Brothers song called All I Have to Do Is Dream. And they have such a great discography. I know you didn't see them live, Tom, but you can still listen to them on streaming services and from record stores everywhere around here. But yeah, I hold them with very high regard. And as well, Martin Tielli, the guitar player of the Rio Statics, and he's a bit of a savant, a bit of a mad genius, a bit of a odd duck, and I love his stuff very much. And he actually, by releasing this song, when I got into it, he turned me on to the band Bill Callahan, who was in a band called Smog in the 90s. And so he's going to do a great version of a song called Cold-Blooded Old Times. So here you go, Young Rival, and then Martin Tielli will be back in 2 songs. Thanks for listening to Pure Phase Radio's cover song show. Yeah, hope you're enjoying it so far. Got lots more music coming. Take it away, Young Rival.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back. That was just Martin Tielli doing his version of Bill Callahan's Cold-Blooded Old Times. And before that was Young Rival doing the Everly Brothers, All I Have to Do is Dream. Such great covers by local artists. You're listening to Pure Phase Radio. We're doing our covers show. I'm the Dill, and Tom Flood's over there somewhere.
I am. What week are we at in quarantine isolation land at this point? Are we 5 weeks, four weeks?
I think this is week five, but they're kind of all blending in together.
Yeah, calendars aren't looking. They don't really mean anything right now. It's so strange to wake up and not, you know, really have, you know, this, again, talking about the structures of the days and weeks. It's just very bizarre. Very, very bizarre.
How bizarre.
OMC. Yeah. Did you like that jam?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Did you ever bop along to that jam in your car?
Guilty as charged.
Okay, good. So I got a question for you first, right? Before we get into anything else.
Yeah, shoot.
You know, when we talk about guilty pleasures,
mm-hmm.
do you think there's such a thing as guilty pleasures, or it's just you like what you like and it's not really guilty? Do you know what I mean? Do you ever feel weird about liking a song?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, yeah. But it's more of a insecurity thing, or who you're with, or, you know, how you'll be looked upon for liking something sometimes. I guess that's the kind of definition of a guilty pleasure, because it makes you feel guilty. But I think a lot of times some of our guilty pleasures are actually music that we just feel nostalgic for and that bring us somewhere, you know, like your old girlfriend, or brings you to your old apartment, or that road trip you went on with your friend.
Right.
So that's what, you know, guilty pleasures and nostalgic music does to me. And sometimes it's different for everybody, and one song won't be the same for someone else. And that's what's hard, when someone's like, well, you got to listen to this, you'll love this. But it's kind of their guilty pleasure. It's their thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I just kind of like what I like. And maybe that's just as you get older, you know, you're not really as concerned as you once were as a younger person for liking certain things, you know, where you're in these kind of boxes and tribes when you're, you know, in high school or whatever. So yeah, maybe it's as you get older, you just care less that you like something that is super poppy or something super strange and new country, whatever the thing that you don't think is cool, right? Or whatever it is. I don't know why I was just thinking that, but I just think it's, yeah, like you said, the power of music can transplant you into such a specific place in life and time. It's really neat.
Totally.
I was listening to, like, I think it was the number one Billboard hits of 1988 today as a playlist. And it's just,
of course you were,
those songs and just be transported back to certain places. Anyways, should I get to the music?
Yeah, why not?
Who's next? Me?
Yep, yep.
So, well, you know what? That's a good thing we're talking about the 80s. So this is just around that time. So we're going to listen. This is a pretty classic cover that I think most people already know, but I still want to listen to it. So the first one is Dinosaur Jr. doing The Cure Is Just Like Heaven. I think most people have heard this version, but it's nice. So, so good. And, you know, Robert Smith has been known to say how much he actually liked it and how much it's kind of, you know, influenced the way they play that song live, which is pretty amazing for a cover to go back the other way and influence the original songwriter.
Totally, yeah.
You know, and actually saying that too with, this is not the next song, but now we're talking about that, is when Ryan Adams covered Wonderwall by Oasis, Noel Gallagher changed the way he actually played that song after he heard that as a song.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, he just really gave the love, and he was like, wow, he just give him the credit for what he did to that song. But the song we're going to play now, I have to play, I think, at least one Jesus and Mary Chain song every time we do the show, Dill. Sorry.
It's all right.
Shout out to Ruby, who did a great impersonation of me a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to have the Pixies doing the Jesus and Mary Chain classic Head On. And this is off of the Pixies' fourth record, Trompe Le Monde, on Pure Phase Radio 101.5 The Hawk.
Makes you wanna feel, makes you wanna try. said, threw her arms around my neck. Show me how you do it, and I'll promise you a promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you. Kissed her hair, dreamed of all the different ways I had to make her grow. Why are you so far away? She said, won't you ever know that I'm in love with you? That I'm in love with you. Tropical, lost and lonely, strangers and angels sitting in the deep ocean. Sitting in the water, you're
back. And that was Dinosaur Jr. doing Just Like Heaven from The Cure. And before that, the Pixies doing Head On by the Juice and Mary Chain. Two pretty well-known cover songs. So we are doing our cover show, as you know, and Tom Flood over here on the west side. And I got my good friend, the Dill, over there in the east end. Dill, what's going on over there?
What's up? Bonjour, mon ami. Ça va?
Ça va bien.
Cool. You know, I really like doing this. I'm doing this for my own sanity and mental health and all that kind of stuff. This is really fun.
Yeah. You know, this is a really nice thing. I'm really happy, Dill, that you decided to push this forward and get this going, because it's a nice escape for a couple hours every Monday. Thanks.
Totally. Oh, man. Takes two to tango, bro. If it wasn't for you, I would be doing something else. In potentially productive, maybe not, but we love music so much, so it's nice just to spin it for all the good people of Hamilton. So I think this is good. It's a win-win because we get a lot out of it as well. Anyways, we're just doing our rock and roll duty, you know what I mean? As yeah. Kim said.
Are you quoting Kim Mitchell right now?
Oh yeah, the one and only.
Is it Patio Lanterns or Go for a Soda? That's the only two I know.
No, it's Rock and Roll Duty. That's the song. I'm just doing my rock and roll duty. I'm just doing my ba-boom, boom, ba-boom. You know the song. Anyways, that's what we're doing. This is our duty, to provide rock and roll and cool tunes for everyone. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? That is our duty, isn't it?
Yeah, that, you know, it's always nice to tie in a Kim Mitchell quote, so thanks for that, Dill. I don't know many others.
Okay, back to the music. Tom, do you know Daniel Johnston?
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Well, I want to play a couple of Daniel Johnston tunes. I had the pleasure to play a show with him in Toronto.
What? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was with By Divine Right at CMW years ago, probably 2005 or 4. I don't know. But yeah, he was awesome. Great to see him up there with an acoustic guitar and a chair, just doing his Daniel Johnston thing, just chilling.
Wow.
He was great though. Great singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Passed away though, RIP. There was a great compilation of people doing his songs. I want to play a couple songs off that. I want to do M. Ward doing his song called Songwriter. And before that, I want to play Beck doing Daniel Johnson's song True Love Will Find You in the End, which I think is quite fitting. Do you know that song?
I'm absolutely sure. And that's you know what? I've heard a couple of covers of this song. I'm blown away that you played
yeah.
them. That's
oh, really yeah, totally. Yeah, well, thanks.
I know Jay Spaceman does this song as well.
Oh, far out. I want to listen to that. Okay, so here's double Daniel Johnson hits. Beck, followed by M. Ward on Pure Phase Radio, 101.5 The Hawk.
Just who was your friend? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking will it find you. 'Cause true love is searching too. How can it recognize you unless you step out into the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in me. Just who was your friend? So don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in the end. True love will find you in the end.
Listen up, and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold, and everyone and friends and family, saying, hey, go get a job. Why do you only do that? Only, why are you so odd? And we don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. We think you have a problem, and this problem's made you ill. Behind his back, he's got some gall to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. And they sit in front of their TV, saying, hey, isn't this a lot of fun? And they laugh at saying he don't know how to have fun. And listen up, and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others like to watch the world